What was the difference between Judas, and we heard about in today's gospel, and Peter, who was the main character in yesterday's gospel? After all, they were similar in a number of ways. Both turned their backs on the Lord, both sinned grievously, and both apparently repented. So how were they different? I think Bishop Fulton Sheen answered that question perfectly a number of years ago in one of his books. There he wrote the following. He said, "It's interesting to make a comparison between Peter and Judas. Our Lord warned both of them that they would fail. They both denied or betrayed the Lord. They both repented. The difference in the word repent is that Judas repented unto himself, and Peter repented unto the Lord." When Judas repented, in other words, of his betrayal of Jesus, he looked inward. In that sense, he had a personal encounter with himself. Problem is, it didn't go any further than that. His encounter was only with himself. And that ultimately led him to despair, because deep down inside, Judas knew that he was the problem, not the solution. He had repented of him to himself, yes. That didn't do him any good in the end, because it was impossible for him to take his own guilt away. Peter, on the other hand, after looking inward like Judas did, also looked outward. He looked to the one person who could make things right again, the one person who could restore him to grace. That person, of course, was Jesus himself. After our Lord had risen from the dead, Jesus met Peter, you will recall, at the Sea of Tiberias, and three times he asked him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Three times Peter said, "Yes." That personal encounter with Jesus restored Peter to grace. His repentance unto the Lord freed him from his guilt. It freed him from his guilt forever. I mention this morning because I think there are many Christians in our modern world, and that includes many Catholics, who mistakenly believe that repenting unto themselves is all they need to do in this life. This is no doubt one reason why confession is not a very popular sacrament these days. So it's popular here in West, we praise God. But in most places, it's not popular, at least not as popular as it should be. In confession, remember, we have an encounter, a real encounter, a personal encounter with Jesus Christ, an encounter that's just as real as the one Peter had with Jesus at the Sea of Tiberias 2,000 years ago. Many Catholics don't think they need that kind of encounter. They think that Judas's type of repentance is all that's needed. But it's not all that's needed. We need more, because just like Judas, we cannot take away our own sins. Like it or not, only God can take them away. So the bottom line is this: if you haven't already done it this Lent, get to confession. And get to confession often throughout the year. And be a Peter and not a Judas.